Second Nephi chapter 14. The Lord continues to talk to us through these prophecies of our day, and he, and in the beginning of this chapter, probably the first verse is the hardest verse in the entire Book of Mormon, or all scripture for women to handle, and it's the hardest scripture even for many of the men to handle because of the pressures of the world to rationalize it. But it is telling the women that when all the destructions come, many of them, and these are those, the righteous among them, will see and will humble themselves, and they will see their part in bringing on the wrath of the Lord, in that they will see their causes in pride, in caring for the vain things of the world, and wanting to feel proud rather than wanting to feel humble towards the Lord, and wanting to sit in high places, and wanting to accompany their men and join in their titles and take glory in their fine clothes. And I don't have to repeat all the second thing, the previous one, and but they will see their part in producing the pride of the world, and in corrupting the government to go after causes and in support of force and controlling the people rather than teaching them proper principles and stuff. And they will see their part in this. And then, because of that, they will want to return to the true order of the Lord. And the true order of the Lord is that they are to find a man, and they're to have a husband. But at this time, there won't be many husbands, and there won't be many righteous men, as whether there's many men or not, or husbands available. There will not be many that are righteous. And so at this time, they will search for a man who is righteous to establish again the true order of God. And at that time, there will be seven women who want the true order of God reestablished for every one man. And they will go to these men, and what they want is they will want to say, yes, I want to do as the Lord said and encourage my man to follow the Lord. And it is my job to encourage him, because if he follows the Lord, then I am guaranteed the prosperity from the Lord, and the protection of the Lord, and the progression from the Lord based on that man's righteousness. So my goal is to encourage a man to the Lord, not encourage him to be a church leader or be anything else. It is a distortion, but that leads towards pride and haughtiness rather than leading him directly to humbly follow the Lord and receive that. And that's all this is us saying. And so the reason that there's seven of them go to one man is because they desire to have that link, so that they have their the three things that we all receive from the Lord guaranteed for them. And it says in verse 2 that while all the destructions and the other things are going on around them, those that have been mentioned, that those who keep their eyes single to the Lord and listen to the Spirit, they will see the work of the Lord in this, and they will see great happiness, and they'll feel, and they can actually feel good during this time, because they can feel the Lord returning to take control of the earth and to establish His kingdom, and this will be a great comfort and a wonder to behold, and therefore they will be happy. But then it says, and it also encourages those that that after the destructions and wars and all have taken place in their area, and probably are still going on in other places in the world, but what it's saying is after this is over, then they will see the kingdom of God is there. So the point of this verse is to encourage those to encourage everyone that when they see these things happening, turn to the Lord, repent, go unto Him, and if you can do that with humbleness and with sincerity of heart and with a true determination to repent, then you can live through these things, and you still have a chance to repent, and you can still be among those that are going to be in the kingdom of God. For all these things are to clean some of the daughters of Zion. And when it says clean them, it means many of them are going to be destroyed, but some of them are just being cleaned. So if you are a daughter of Zion, then humble yourself before the Lord and realize that these things are given to cleanse you and to so that you will be able to partake of the kingdom of God. And again, this is meant as an encouragement to you to say, again, if you'll turn to the Lord, you can live through this. Again, and the encouragement says that a lot of these destructions are to destroy or purge the wicked from among you, and to get rid of them so that the righteous are left to then follow the Lord. Therefore, turn to the Lord as you see them coming and humble yourselves so that you might live through it. And they will then have all been for your benefit, just like the afflictions of the righteous now are for their benefit. And it says that to encourage you to look forward to Zion during these times, because if you look to the Lord, then you will be given, then you will see Zion, be informed, and you will indeed actually be part of Zion, and you will be protected by the Lord. And he begins to say what Zion is like as all these things are coming on the world. He says that Zion is so protected by the Lord that he even protects the inhabitants from the heat of the sun and even from the weather beating down upon them. Now I repeat that he is not talking about the millennium yet. He is talking about the Zion, or the safe place that exists for all those who will follow the Lord. And this is the place that he creates for them during the destruction of the last days.